Hello. We're looking at cards for January 27th and 28th, 2022, and they are the Eight of Swords, the Moon, and the Empress. Just a phase. The Moon is in the center today and can be powerfully psychic, creative, and inspiring, but it can also drive one barking mad. Lunacy and lunatics all come out to play under La Luna. The Eight of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is the single minor arcana in the spread and is both the subject and the influence that is, thankfully, waning along with the moon, or simply sunrise. The Kabbalah associates the four elements, or suits, to the four spiritual worlds. Atzilut, fire, wands, Yetzirah, water cups, Asaya, action coins, and Braya, air, swords, representing the invisible world of thought. Who's holding you back? A circle of swords surround a woman who, for some reason only known to her or him, does not attempt to escape. The swords are stuck point down in sand and spaced far enough apart that she could easily slip out, yet she doesn't. Blindfolded and loosely bound in rope, she's very much in a prison of her own making. We push air in order to form words, which are represented by the double-edged swords. This card usually talks about something painful in the past, which is holding us back now. We're replaying something over and over, around and around, in his or her head, over and over. Although this person may appear to others to be a victim, they, in fact, are simply a victim of their own mind. Along with the crazy moon energy today, we could have a not-so-funny anxiety or panic attack, or disturbing dreams. The moon, number 18 of the major arcana, is on the Russian version, blue, and looks down on the nocturnal scene with a strange, disapproving expression. I assume the dog and the wolf are annoying the moon with all that baying and howling. The moon is a psychic card, and a very creative one. Along with the Empress, number 3, and the creator of the deck, we have a lot of pregnancy potential. If you are expecting, you may simply be removing yourself from the stress, activity, and the people for the duration. You may not know that you are pregnant. The waxing and waning moon, along with the voluptuous empress, can indicate weight gain or loss. The supremely fertile and prolific empress is a matriarch, and once again, we may be dealing with the foggy, shadowy, confusing moon energy associated with aging. Get out of your head. The empress represents creations of all kinds. The painful three of swords is sometimes called the artist card, suggesting the painful process of birth and creation. This is a stressful spread, and we may be questioning our own lack of clarity and or creative direction. We're definitely overthinking the matter. The gorgeous reclining empress is often referred to as Mother Nature. In the Wild Unknown deck, she is a white silhouette tinged with feminine pink, stately and strong, a protective and nurturing energy. This could be the woman in your life who understands you and you can take advice from. Manic creative phases. Intense. The Empress prescribes self-care, relaxation, and nature. How refreshing.